Now, heckling politicians has a long and storied tradition here in the United States. It is all part of the First Amendment, which we deliriously love, and it happens. And the internet is full of sometimes rude, sometimes hilarious heckling videos. Now, I guess it should be pointed out that for the most part, heckling is always rude. Although, whether or not it's your guy or whether or not you agree with him, you might cheer them on or condemn them. Well, President Obama was hit with some heckling just today, Alex, but a very rare kind of heckling, because he was heckled at an event that was in a room of the White House. They were in a reception room at the White House, and this happened.
I've told you that the civil rights of LGBT Americans
President
is...
President Obama!
Yeah, hold on a second. Okay, you know what? No. Hey. Yeah, listen, you're my
house. So the president's doing great right here. I talked over his big line when he said,
you're in my house.
Yeah,
well,
you're in my house.
But, you know, when you brought this up today, my initial thought was, because you talked about this used to be your thing before you got into radio and you actually would heckle people on the air without actually being in their presence. Did you make it a hobby?
No.
Okay, you said that it only happened once.
No.
Okay, you know what? That's going to be the Nightside Project, the newest Nightside Project.
Oh, yeah, this already has a permanent...
This is going to be basically the new motto.
Yes, this is a permanent addition to our library. But, Alex, no, I actually only have one heckling story.
Would you care to share it, or are you...
Let me first ask you, would you ever heckle a politician? Do you think it's appropriate? 57500 is the text. Is it appropriate to heckle politicians? Would you do it? Have you done it, Alex?
Okay, the thought of heckling, I think of heckling versus... being in a place where you want to ask a question in front of everybody and you're kind of doing it out of turn, is that considered heckling? Because if I have a question like, what are you going to do about X, Y, Z? You know what I mean? And I yell it out at this event, is that considered heckling?
I would say that any comment shouted out of turn meant to confront.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, I would say that's heckling.
But see, sometimes I think of heckler's as people who are just there to harass. They're not there to actually ask any questions.
Heckler's
heckler's have the idea of, in my mind, a heckler is somebody who goes across the line and doesn't actually contribute to the conversation. They're there just to interrupt, maybe to clown on somebody and to interrupt something and to put themselves at the front. Ethan, I want to hear about when you made a clown of yourself.
Well, actually, this is a heckling story that I share with hundreds of other people because...
Doesn't count.
Now, you know, Alex, that I have a history of very conservative politics in my past. And I was a delegate to both the county and state conventions for the Republican Party here in Utah.
All right.
And
that would probably surprise a lot of people to hear that.
And I was at the now infamous state convention where Governor Leavitt and Senator Hatch were heckled and booed so aggressively that neither of them were able to finish their speech.
So you were a part of that?
And I was there, and I will tell you my participation. My participation was booing, which everyone was kind of doing, right? And kind of drowning out the speech with boos. And then, not boos, with booing.
I get it, yeah.
But the party at the time had a clock system where they would have a countdown clock visible to the audience that managed the time for each of the speakers. And Senator Hatch, who was being challenged at the time from the far right.
He went over his time?
Well, he got up there and started his speech, and it was a while into his speech before people realized the clock hadn't been turned on. And, of course, we immediately saw that as establishment favoritism of Senator Hatch inappropriately.
It could have just been an intern falling asleep at the wheel, but...
And I shouted out, start the clock. But it was...
Are you saying you're the guy who started
volume.
Did you start a chant, too?
No, I was one of a few people, though, that shouted out, start the clock. But it was the kind of thing where it was clearly heard. and definitely helped to throw Senator Hatch off the game in that moment. Now, if I had a chance, now this was, so if you can, if you know Utah history and could walk it back, this was a long, long time ago.
Good, like 12, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm a different person these days. And I think to myself, would I go back and do something similar? And I think that I still have it in me to boo, just like I have it in me to cheer, but I don't think I'd shout out a comment.
My brother and I went to the Stanford-Cal game last year. We do a brother trip every year to like a football game. Okay?
Right.
We go to the Cal-Stanford game. Mm-hmm. We're like front row. The Stanford guys are absolutely the guys on the sideline. They're winning. And a couple of the backup guys turn around and they start giving it to the crowd, right? And they're backups and they never play. One of them was, no joke, the second string or third string long snapper, okay, which is the guy who just snaps it to the punter.
Yeah.
Or the, and I look in the program and I find out, and it says, you know, there's a Stanford kid.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, majoring in IT or something.
I'm starting to cringe already. Keep
so
going.
It mentions who his mom and dad are.
Oh, no. You did not.
And all I did was point out because he used some choice words.
Yeah.
And I used his mom's full name and I said, do you think that fill in the blank mom name,
right,
would appreciate that? Or fill in the blank dad name? And the guy looked at me like, how did you acquire this information?